The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count our chances. Saw a billboard on the way to work this morning. Gentlemen, 7 days to Christmas. Christmas is 1 week away.
Oh, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
Bucks and champs, baby!
He was holding that.
Not very well. He's like my kid who's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's go to the bathroom. And then she's
too
like,
late.
And then she's like, oh no. Do you still need to go to the bathroom? No.
So they're in the playoffs.
No.
No.
I thought they were in the playoffs if they win that thing.
No.
So they just get a trophy?
Wait, did you think it was an automatic bid?
I did. It would be sick if that was the case.
Yeah.
That is
would
not the case.
Would you just take off the whole second half, by the way? Just rest players.
They already have a regular season problem, so that's probably why they can't do that, because teams certainly would just kind of kick back and relax over the last two-thirds of the season.
Is it working?
Oh, the players bought in.
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Dude, they got $514,000
okay.
each.
Yeah, I'd buy in, too.
You know what motivates Giannis? You know, to think about carrots dangling out there in front of Giannis, you know, a guy who has scarcity mindset based on the way he was raised. You know what motivates a guy like that? Cold, hard cash.
He's big in Greece, I'll tell you.
Really? Tell me more.
One of the most revealing things Chewy has ever said is when he came back from vacation and informed us, let us know, shared with us the breaking news that Giannis.
I thought they just watched soccer over there.
I'm sure they watch a lot of soccer.
Yeah, they do.
You know what? They watch a lot of sports, I think. NFL's getting bigger over there.
Just like you.
Yeah.
She came at you hard.
That's fair.
The reason that I bring up, and we will get to the Bucks this morning, is they did win the NBA Cup last night. I brought you guys Christmas cards. I brought your Christmas cards. So there's one for you and one for you. And Joshy, I don't think this will go through the glass, but let's just try.
Yeah, only one way to find it. I didn't even make it to the glass.
Do people send Christmas cards anymore? I mean, it's tamped way down.
So that's what I was going to say. We have a closet, right? When you walk in the house, the coat closet.
Yeah.
And that's where we always put our Christmas cards that come in the mail.
You hang them up?
Hang them up. Yeah, a little sticky tack on the back.
I remember those back on the day.
Yeah. A decidedly smaller crop of cards this year, gang. Decidedly smaller. I think this might be dodoing. I think this might be going the way of the dinosaur. I am not seeing as many Christmas cards. And I got to be honest, the only reason I do it is to maintain the tradition that my mom started. My mom did it every year with us kids, and now she does it with the grandkids. It's something she takes great pride in. And so when we had our own family, I thought, you know, well, let's continue the tradition. Let's put out a Christmas card every year. We were getting hundreds of Christmas cards. Like, I don't think that's an exaggeration. You know, I've been doing this for...
You've got friends. We understand.
Yeah, sick brag. but... Now I think maybe we have like 24. Now that could be because people don't like me, Gabe, as to your point. Like people, the more people get to know me, they're like, oh no.
Cross her off the list.
Better than our five.
You got five. Well, now you got six. You got the six.
But it's easier when your kids are younger and all together. Like, we're empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never together.
Getting everybody never together for a picture.
Yeah.
Because they live in five different places, so we're all going to be together in Florida after Christmas. I think that's why. But I like seeing like how kids grow through the years. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Christmas cards were never a tradition in my family. Like my parents never sent one. We never did as a kid, like big family photo, send them out. So like that was nothing. When I got, you know, past college and then friends who started having kids, like that was a new thing to me to receive Christmas cards, because that's not anything that was a part of our family, our tradition. I've never sent a Christmas card.
Really?
Have zero plans to ever send a
Christmas
card.
Not even like a folded one with a pretty like snowscape on it or anything? Nothing like that even?
No.
Can't you text them?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
right?
Well, the tradition of the Christmas card, like, it kept you connected. I think we're maybe a little too connected at this point.
No, he's like, I want to see the kiddos. Kiddos are on the back. The kiddos are on the back. You want to take a look. I also don't put my kids out there a lot, right? I don't put mm-hmm. them out on social media. AI scares me a little bit. I don't like that
that's
people
fair.
Could take pictures of my kids, theoretically, and then AI them into anything, really, but mostly compromising positions.
Your kids are growing up.
I know. It's crazy. Did you see the girls on the back? I mean, look how old
they came to the lake house for the Ashy Bash. They were
little, tiny, tiny little things. Although Layla's still a tiny little thing. The other day we were out and Layla said, why does she look like the big sister? She was
so
talking
awesome.
About the five-year-old and Layla's almost seven. So again, she's going to need therapy. She's going to have a complex about that for the
all?
Rest of her life. But my question to you guys is, should we release ourselves from the shackles of the Christmas card? Are we at the point now where, look, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's money to take the picture. It is money to purchase the picture. It is money for the stamps. Stamps prices just keep going up. And it becomes a thing where I commit to it every year. I just accept the fact that it's going to be a little chunk of change, but we send out the Christmas card. Are we to the point now in 2024, the year of our Lord, where we can unshackle ourselves from the Christmas card?
I think there's a better way to do it.
I mean, I've never been shackled down by it. So
text.
You're just, like, join me.
Yeah, it's great over here. A little extra cash at the holidays, Jen.
I mean, what's the one with the pictures? Instagram?
Yes.
I mean, technically they all have pictures, but Instagram, yes, that would be the specialty.
That's pretty good by you, by the way.
Yeah.
Insta-face, Bill Belichick over here when it comes to social media. Joshy, how about you? Do you get Christmas cards? Do you guys collect them? Do you like them? Are you ready for Christmas cards to go away? Where do you stand?
I have not received many. I do receive some from friends with kids, as Gabe mentioned. That seems to be the one thing keeping those together. And I do enjoy getting them. I think it's cute to see, you know, people growing up, much like Chewy said. My parents used to send them, I remember, as a kid. But then that stopped probably when we got like 14, 15. And then I don't think they do Christmas cards either. I remember, like, we used to have dozens and dozens of them at the house. Like, there would be tons of them. And now I feel like those just don't happen. My little neighbor did deliver his by hand yesterday, and that was sweet. I enjoyed that. But it feels like, as Gabe said, we're so connected. Everyone has each other on social media. There was a time where you wouldn't see a friend for 10 years.
Are they a friend then? I mean,
well, it's just they move somewhere else. Life takes over. You have kids. They have kids. Like, it's hard to get everyone together.
And so you're saying the Christmas card was that connective tissue every December, every holiday season where you got to catch up. Some people even write the whole, like, this year was great for us. Billy got, promoted, blah, blah, blah.
The only Christmas letter worth reading is Homer's.
It's Homer's. I was just going to say, is that out yet or no?
It is not. I have not seen the release.
Because I'm waiting for my two copies. Why he sends me two copies of, I have no idea, but I get two.
You must be on a mailing list.
I have no idea.
You're on the mailing list twice. 800-990-3776. I don't know this for sure. This is a survey of one. I don't think people really love sending out Christmas cards. I don't think people really love the process of it. I know my husband doesn't. My husband hates every year getting dressed up, coordinating outfits, going out to the woods with my girlfriend Dominica, who is fantastic, by the way, takes great pictures. And then posing. Meanwhile, all he wants to be doing is watching the football game, right? He's got it on his phone. He's watching it on his phone. She puts us in a little pose. He puts the phone away, and then he smiles for the camera, but he doesn't want to be there.
But I will tell you this. You will appreciate it when you get to be my age. You will. You'll enjoy looking at those Christmas cards, you know,
from years
15
past.
Years after. Aww. I'm telling you, you will.
Cats in the cradle over here.
Yeah. I mean, I have a 30-year-old. I have a 30. 3-0. Yeah. I have a 30-year-old.
I hate to break this to you, pal, but...
Jeez, I'm a crow.
You're,
now
you're
Angie's pushing for grandkids. I'm like, pump the brakes. 25, what it used to be, is now,
correct,
what, 33?
Correct. Yes, yes. People are waiting.
So,
which I think is smart, right? Like, let your brain at least catch up.
Yeah.
Be mature before you have kids. I feel like that's a smart decision.
So how long do you have to hold on to the Christmas card before it ends up in the trash? Like, once you receive it, like, what's the turnaround
time?
Well,
you just received my Christmas card.
Yes.
At 9:01, yep. As you walk out of the studio, mm-hmm. will you drop it in the recycling bin right here?
I won't. So I will take this home. So the issue is, though, anytime we get one, like, I feel like my wife has already thrown at least two away. Like, we got it, she looks at it, goes in the trash.
See, now, Angie,
I feel like that's the, oh, isn't this nice, and it's gone. Because she doesn't want it cluttering up anything in the kitchen.
Now, Angie, if there's pictures on it, she'll keep them. Because we have, you know, it's like a little junk thing.
Drunk drawer?
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're still there from 3 years ago.
Aren't they now, because we are receiving so few, mine go on the fridge. Unless you're not doing the stick stuff to the fridge anymore. Thing.
Why doesn't the magnet stick to the fridge anymore?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Can someone tell me?
We have no magnetic surfaces in our house.
No.
My kids bring home magnets all the time,
yes.
And they just fall right off. Stove, same thing.
Yes.
Dishwasher.
Yes.
Mine's stainless steel. So
yes.
Like,
ooh.
I rent.
Steel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, before we get too excited. Yeah. He's a renter. I guess my family listens, but whatever. I got everyone, we did a family photo shoot for my parents, so they would have a big family picture with the grandkids and all that. So for Christmas, one of the little side gifts, I got pictures that had magnets on them for my sisters of their families, mm-hmm. for my parents and the grandkids. So I should test those out, is what you're telling me?
They
make sure they stick?
Yes.
I didn't know we weren't doing magnetic fridges anymore. I thought they all had metal on the outside.
Yeah, you almost need to go to like Marshall's or TJ Maxx and buy just a little metal, real metal,
uh-huh.
and then put that on your counter so that you could stay.
Yeah.
My girls bring home magnets from school all the time, and they're sitting in the junk drawer like little tiddlywinks.
We still have a cork board.
We have a corkboard too. Love it. Very full. Yeah. We need to start moving some stuff out off the cork board.
So what are your guys' fridge with materials on the outside? Is it a metal and it just doesn't, it's not magnetic?
Ours is a wood facade.
Okay, there's a little, it makes sense. Talking about me and stainless steel.
Yeah.
You got yours looking like cabinets over there.
She kept that under wraps, right? She has all of a sudden a hole.
She's going to sit there with a nail and hammer. All right, got it to stick.
Jen, why do you have a drill? Well, I got to get this picture to stay
on the refrigerator.
Hang
anything on the fridge anymore. Nostalgia and whatnot. 800-990-3776. Family photo of kids crying, stained shirts, dishes in the sink, me taking a shot of granddad's cough medicine just to get through the day, not perfectly dressed and looking like we are always happy. That is going to be our Christmas card. That from Dave in Aaron. I will say this. I have seen the evolution of the Christmas card. I have a couple of buddies who sent out Christmas cards this year with them and their families in matching track suits, you know, and they've got their hands under their chins for the photograph. So it's
the
sort of
Royal
like
Tannenbaums?
Sort of like making fun of, sort of like leaning into the absurdity of the Christmas card. I have seen people who have also done the quote unquote white trash Christmas, and they're wearing like, you know what? We're not going to qualify what they were wearing in the picture. I don't want to isolate anybody out there who might be wearing that, you know, not ironically. So, but in their version of the white trash Christmas, I've gotten cards like that. I think there are people who are sort of like over the formal, coordinated, out in the woods on an October afternoon picture of the family.
I had friends back in the day who, it was three male roommates, and their Christmas cards would be the most elaborate thing you've ever seen before, because one of them was a professional photographer, but they would put themselves in the most absurd situations, and it would be like funny. Like one year they all dressed up as kids and went and sat on Santa's lap, and then they like, you know, found themselves in other precarious situations. That's even, it feels like it's just kids related.
We used to do gag, you know, my brothers and me used to do gag gifts for there'd be two. So I had an uncle that, probably did a little time. So we'd get the Monopoly, get out of jail free card and wrap it up and address it to him. So he'd open that. And then my other uncle would sniff, you know, all the time. So he either had post-nasal drip or he was doing blow. We didn't know. So we would wrap up.
Maybe he was allergic to the sweater.
Afrin, so we'd wrap up Afrin.
Maybe he was allergic to the sweater he was wearing.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. I got a real good hint as to what it was. Was he up cleaning his house at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Wired.
I know which one it was then.
You've got an interesting family, bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't even know.
Ian weighing in saying, my aunt and uncle sent a 1-2 page letter every year updating everyone on their life events. This year, they just sent a small card that said, Merry Christmas. I was actually disappointed that we didn't get the update. And that's the thing, right? Once you start the tradition, what is the natural ending point, right? Like, my mom was lucky. Once all of us kids were out of the home, and I will say, she took it a while, right? Like, some of us were grown, some of us were out of the house, and we were still having to get together on Thanksgiving, take the picture, knowing it would show up in the mailboxes in a few weeks. What is the natural breaking point for the Christmas card? I got a neighbor across the street who sends us one every year, and they are retired, and they have grown kids, and they have grandkids, and that picture is big, extensive, a lot of people. It's them, and then their kids, and then their kids, and then the pets. Like, it's a whole thing.
I think you just got a cold turkey. One there, it doesn't show up anymore. Because how do you transition out? You start lessening and lessening. Also, another thing, the letter and everyone's accomplishments for the year, it's a little look at me, Louie.
I was just going to go there. I mean, family, it's fine. Homer, because it's hilarious,
well,
is okay.
Because this is a comedy. But, I was about to say, Homer's roasting his kids.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they did this. However,
it feels right up your alley, Chew.
Very good. Feels like it's a good read.
If you could dictate your family to Gabe and Gabe could transcribe it, you could kick one out just like Homer. Let's see. Sue weighing in saying, we now have a digital photo frame that is connected to the internet. We send pictures to grandparents and parents through the app. The frame sits on the counter, runs through a slideshow. So we see pictures of our family every day. So that's, you know, that's to your point, Joshy, technology and social media and the connectivity that we have now that we didn't used to have maybe contributes to the card not being necessary anymore.
Also, I don't want your emailed or text Christmas card. Either you send it in the mail or you don't send one at all. There's no cutting it short. It doesn't have the same oomph. I want to be able to hold it.
Okay, so before we get to break, and we got to get to break here on Jenny.
I didn't realize you had standards like this.
Yeah. Well, are you saying that when you receive a Christmas card, you do recognize the work that went into getting that from their household to yours?
Yes. And it's sweet to see people you like looking happy.
Yeah.
And just like a nice wish. Like, oh, I haven't talked to X, Y, and Z in a couple weeks. Maybe I should send them a, hey, thanks for the card.
Yeah, but we want to hear the negative parts of your life, not positive. I mean, it's true. Am I right?
I mean, if you want to sprinkle in some of the good stuff.
I want to hear,
the blamer lost a toe to the lawnmower in the summer. Yeah. You're still getting back from that.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
You wanted to say, like, it was touch and go there for Joe and I for a few months.
Joe stayed out all night one day.
We made it through. Is that what you're telling me?
Chewy wants the drama.
Merry Christmas.
The good's in the bad.
We'll take a break here on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. 800-990-3776. Do you still like receiving Christmas cards? Are you receiving as many Christmas cards as you have in the past? I said, our numbers, guys, 1 week out, Christmas is 1 week away, way down. Way, way down. And you may say, well, Jen, that's because not very many people like you. And that would be fine. I just want to know if it's a universal thing or if I need to start really taking a good hard look in the mirror. Gabe?
X-Golf, located inside American Family Field, open year-round. That means right now. It's cold outside, and you still want to get some of those swings in. X-Golf at American Family Field is a great place to go because of the atmosphere that they have inside the stadium. You get to see what's going on, what are they doing with the field during the offseason, and then you also get to get your swings in. And what I enjoy about X-Golf at American Family Field, that full bar and menu that they have. If you go, I recommend the cheeseburger. Had the cheeseburger last time I was there for league, and it was... You know, I don't know what they did to the patty. It's a little bit different, but I recommend it. Maybe you want to get better during the offseason as well. Get golf lessons with their PGA pro, Andy Barrett. Book your next sim at xgolfamfamfield.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
He meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Fellas, listen up. We all know that some of the best holiday gifts you can give are jewelry, especially from the Jewelry Center. Gold necklaces, naturally mined lab-grown diamonds for earrings, and, of course, engagement rings. When I want to give a memorable gift, of course, I visit my friends at the Jewelry Center and take advantage of their deals. And right now, they've got a deal that even Santa can't beat. You can win a $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center just by registering online. That's right, $2,000 can be yours. Register now through December 23rd. That's coming up just on Monday at ESPNWisconsinContests.com. ESPNWisconsinContests.com for that $2,000 shopping spree to the Jewelry Center.
Adam Schefter coming up in just a few moments here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Gabe, you have a bone to pick with the ESPN radio people. I feel like aren't some of those people your supervisors on the big ESPN radio, but you have a bone to pick with a social media post that they put out about the Bucks last night.
Well, I mean, so Bucks win the NBA Cup, and Giannis very much steps up and goes, yeah, they're excited about this. Job's not done. So they post a picture today last night. And it was still up early this morning. They've since deleted it. They finally realized what they've done. But they put a picture with Giannis, and it said, job's done. That's very, very much not what he said.
Oops.
Trying to paint our guy Giannis in a bad light.
Let's hear from Giannis, who yesterday after the Bucks won the NBA Cup, the in-season tournament against Oklahoma City, what he said.
It's great. It's great for our team. We're getting better. The last 50 games we've played, we've competed, we've played team basketball. We trust in one another. We trust one another's abilities, so we're playing good basketball. You know, these two games, no matter win or lose, we know we're going to leave Vegas. We're going to be a better team. I'm so proud of this group. Man, I'm so proud of this group. You know, coming out in the halftime, we know we had 24 minutes to go. We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots. But most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. That's who we are. That's who we're going to continue to be. And the job's not done. We have a lot of basketball in front of us. We have a lot of things that we got to improve. We are going to improve. And we're going to stay locked in because job is not done.
He's fired up.
Yeah.
He was really, him and Dame were really excited to win.
Yeah.
Very joyful. Which was cool to
see.
That's
good to see.
100%. Yeah. Which is, I think that was the point of the NBA Cup, wasn't it? Was to invigorate teams during the regular season because there had been this, the regular season doesn't matter. All that matters is the postseason. And then teams figured out that actually it's really hard to have success in the postseason if you sort of didn't take the regular season seriously. How can we infuse that level of interest? How can we infuse that level of commitment? The NBA Cup sort of has done that. And for the Bucks guys, it feels like this could be the thing that shows them, reminds them that they are a championship caliber team, Gabe.
Yeah, they've been playing great basketball since that rough start. I mean, they've won 12 of their last 15 games. They figured out, like Giannis said, they figured out who they are. They've invested what they want to be on the defensive end. And they've gotten just better. Him and Dame. Like we talked about this last year. It was going to take more than a year for those two to get comfortable with each other and how they're best going to complement one another. And they're starting to figure that out better, especially because, well, now they had a coach who was there for the entire offseason and is going to be in there for the long haul. And Doc's going to be able to come up with the solutions offensively of how to best utilize two stars that are at that level.
But it comes down to one thing. One thing.
Giannis's health.
The team's health.
Oh, well. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Giannis.
I mean, Chris's
Giannis
health,
at the top
Lopez
of the level.
Lopez's health, yep. Giannis, and Dame.
Mm-hmm.
They all have to be healthy. They all have to be fresh for that push when the playoffs come around. Right?
You're not wrong.
I mean, they're good enough. They've shown they're good enough. They can beat anybody. It's just got to be healthy.
And you got to be healthy at the right time.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got to take a break. Adam Schefter is coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll continue talking about the Bucks winning the NBA Cup. And again, Giannis and company all taking home $514,000. I said yesterday on social media, that's a lot of Culver's burgers, Giannis. And people were like, no, Giannis likes Chick-fil-A. I said, no, he does not like Chick-fil-A anymore. He did all that talk about Chick-fil-A after they won the title, and nobody gave him any free food. So Giannis is out on Chick-fil-A. He is in on the Culvers. We probably will talk to Adam Schefter about Doug Gottlieb. I'm guessing that'll come up when we talk with him in just a few minutes. Stick around.
everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
You're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider, Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again, and I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We have several NFL-related topics that we want to get into with our guy, Adam Schefter. But before we do that, good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. How
are
we doing?
You are an absolute savage on social media. Holy moly. It's one of those, if you come for the king, you best not miss moments. I saw you absolutely destroy Doug Gottlieb on Twitter the other day after he admittedly kind of came after you a little bit about a report. And you basically said, really, 7 losses in a row, last in the Horizon League, Doug? Spend less time on social media and more in the gym. And all I want to really do, Adam, is just take a moment and just salute you, sir, for that effort. I didn't know you had it in you.
See, that's the whole thing, Jen. I do have that in me, and I never, ever, ever spar back. But I'm like, this is gratuitous. This is over the top. This is inaccurate. This is wrong. And if you want to come at me, I'm going to come at you.
And is this real?
Yes!
I mean, I smell a promotion here. I mean, we've pretty much seen Adam's combine through the years of TV and stuff with his vertical leap and Lambo and running the 40. I could set this up, Adam. I got my money on you.
First of all, here's the irony of irony. Yesterday, I get a text from Doug Gottlieb's producer asking if I want to come on his radio show yesterday. Which I said, thank you, but no thank you.
You politely declined.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not interested in doing that. If I want to talk about it, I'll do it with you guys, not him. And then last night, he sent me a text. He apologized and also told me that he thought my tweet was a little over the top. Well, I actually think his tweet was over the top and mine was just in a spar back, and that's it. And, but you know, whatever, we addressed it like men, as it should have been done initially, and moved on. So
the stir of the pot.
But at the end of the day, again, let's just put this out there. Doug Gottlieb, whether he likes it or not, will be judged by his ability to get wins on the basketball court, right? He is insulated a little bit because he has the radio show and sort of the side hustle thing while he's also trying to do a very challenging job. But losing 7 games in a row and being in last place in the Horizon League is where he is right now. So it's not as though you are fabricating. It's not as though you went below the belt. These are facts, and you are underperforming at your job. And if you're going to come for other people, man, it's like the old glass houses thing. You better make sure that your stuff is in order before you start, you know, picking away at other people and their jobs, right? I mean, that's how I look at it.
Well, the way I looked at it was he's taking a I'm like, I'm looking at you. Whoa, hold on. First of all, what you're saying is inaccurate, okay? Like, I'm speaking to the school president. You're questioning me. You come out of nowhere. You represent a university. You want to represent a university? We'll show up the university. No problem.
I love it. This is great.
Chewy loves drama, Adam. He doesn't want drama for himself. He just wants drama for people around him so he can enjoy it.
And I'm a pot stirrer.
I was going to say, to be fair, he will allow drama for himself occasionally if it gives him that adrenaline rush that he so craves. It's hard to duplicate. What do they say about former athletes? It's hard to duplicate the adrenaline you get from suiting up every Sunday and going out there and doing battle. And that's why Chewy is like, tell me more. I want to know. All right, Gabe, go ahead. Or Chewy, go ahead.
Adam, most impressive coaching this year in the NFL. Who would you give? I know who I would. Who would you give it to?
Are you going to tell me Matt LaFleur?
No.
I would say Kevin O'Connell.
There you go.
Right now.
Yeah. Me and you are in line.
Yeah. That see, Chewy, we get along.
Yeah.
We get along,
Know?
We think alike on some things.
We're deep thinkers. Yeah.
You know, but Kevin O'Connell, like, who would have thought that the Vikings would be in a position at one point in time to control their destiny where they could be the one seed? They could be the NFC North champs, like the Minnesota Vikings. Really? Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. The team that let Kirk Cousins walk away. I mean, and by the way, like Kevin O'Connell, you know, there are certain people around the league. There are a lot of people, you know, I'm fortunate and blessed in my job. I get to deal with a lot of people. But he's truly one of the nicest guys in the league.
So with the Vikings, one of the things that fascinates me, Adam, is all those things are true, that they've got all those things in front of them because of the way Kevin O'Connell's gotten Sam Darnold to play. What is Sam Darnold's market going to be? I mean, is there a chance the Vikings, even though they drafted J.J. McCarthy, look and go, hey, we're 12-2 with this guy. We can't make a change. We got to find a way to bring him back.
I think that is a thought that they absolutely can and should have. The issue is what are they willing to pay him? And they used the first-round draft pick on J.J. McCarthy. See, I don't think they're thinking about it like this, but this is how I think about it. I learned this from watching the 49ers. The 49ers traded 3 ones to go get Trey Lance. And Trey Lance didn't pan out, but Brock Purdy did. So they gave up 3 ones. So if you give up 1 1 for J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold continues to shine and plays well in the playoffs, I don't know why you wouldn't want to sign him to whatever deal it was. And if that's the case, that's the case. I don't think that's how they're thinking. I think they're thinking, we drafted J.J., we love J.J., J.J.'s going to be our guy, and we'd like to bring back Sam, but what is the number at which we bring back Sam? Like, if the New York Jets, New York Giants, Las Vegas Raiders, any team that needs a quarterback goes out and gives Sam Darnold, I'm making this up, a Baker Mayfield-type contract, 3 years, $100 million, we're probably going to be out. But if he can't get that for another team and he wants to come back to Minnesota on a 1 year, $12.5 million deal, $15 million deal, whatever, then we'll do that. I mean, I don't know that, but that's my interpretation of it, considering that they haven't had any contract discussions with him to this point whatsoever.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as he does each and every Wednesday during the football season. Let's continue bopping around the NFC North, because we have watched as the Detroit Lions have been decimated by injuries, mostly on the defensive side of the ball. But David Montgomery, of course, that was the most recent one on the offensive side of the ball. How susceptible are they? Because their offense looks like they can still, you know, win in a shootout potentially, that they can kind of, you know, have a track meet there with other teams. But now they are a defensive liability. How susceptible are they to an early exit now with these injuries?
Listen, Dan Campbell is fighting back, and I love his fighting words. But there's no way that you can say that this team is the same team. It's just not. Like, you could talk tough and fight, and I admire and respect what he's saying in the mess. Like, I heard him talk yesterday. I said, that's awesome. Like, this guy is a leader even when it's getting tough here. But they're not the same team. Like, David Montgomery was the spirit of that offense. And Aleem McNeil was one of the best defensive linemen in football, as was Aiden Hutchinson. And these guys aren't playing for you anymore. And you can't just go sign Quan Alexander off the Broncos practice squad and Jamal Adams off the street and think, okay, we're going to compete to win the NFC championship. Like, it just, at some point in time, you feel the loss of those injuries. You just do. How could you not? Right? If it was so easy, then anybody would just sign somebody off a street and replace them. I feel bad for them, because they were in a spot where I think a lot of people viewed them, myself included, rightfully as the favorite in the NFC with their legitimate chance to win their first, and maybe they can do it. Like, that's the great part of sports. Maybe they can. But their chances can't be as good today as they were a week ago or 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 52% of Detroit's defensive starters or direct backups are currently on the IR. Chew.
Adam, was San Francisco's suspending Devondre Campbell done out of spite? Because my understanding is his suspension, he won't be paid, or if they cut him, he would have been paid. Was that calculated? Because if it is, I love it.
Yeah, of course. What's going to happen is, I'm sure they suspend him 3 games. I'm sure he's going to appeal it, grieve it, and then they'll figure it out. And maybe they settle the 2 games, or maybe he gets back both paychecks. You can suspend somebody for not going to game for a game. I don't know that you're allowed to do it for. They did it, you know. But we'll see what happens, right? Like, they did it. Like, what was his reputation when he played in Green Bay?
He was a clown.
It was good until it wasn't.
Yeah.
I do not think that there is much love lost over him and the way things have shaken out. Because
there was a game where he went in supposedly injured and he got roasted. They put him in man-man situation. And then he came out with a tweet and said, "That's it. I'm done playing injured. It's over." And that's why they got rid of him. I think that because he was an okay player.
He had that one good year and everything was great then. And then he got paid and things started going downhill quickly after that.
Well, he's not going to play for that team again. They've removed his nameplate. They've suspended him for the 3 games. I don't care if he wins any kind of appeal. He's not going to be playing for them, but it's just a fight over money. And I think the more appropriate question now is, do you think, and I'm asking this to all of you, do you think there's a team out there that would go and sign Devondre Campbell this offseason?
No. 20-foot pole.
Because he quit. Isn't that the last frontier? That's the worst. You cannot recover from that. Guys in the locker room who were like, look, it's hard for all of us. You know, there are times where we don't feel like we're getting the snaps that we want to get. But you know what you do? You soldier on for the good of the team. I just don't think that anybody would want to play with him. What's that old? Was it Denny Green? Am I thinking of Denny Green?
They are who we thought they were?
No. Can't win with them. Can't do it. Oh, that's Herm.
No.
Right? Darn.
That is old 49. Mike Singletary.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I want winners.
Yeah.
Vernon Davis.
Yeah.
Well, but the issue is here as well. Like, he's just not good enough. Like, if he was good enough, Adam, I think somebody would go, okay, we'll take a shot at him. He's a middle of the road inside linebacker that you can find anywhere. And once
and
you quit,
middle of the road,
aging, aging linebacker, malcontent who just quit on his team.
Yeah, that's
like, it's a bad combination of that. Like,
there is Detroit though, Adam.
They're desperate right now.
He's not going to play for them this year. The Niners are going to make it such that he's not playing for somebody this year. That's part of this.
Oh,
is that
okay.
They don't want to cut him, put him on waivers, and have the Lions claim him to go play linebacker right now as a reward.
Adam, just talking to the people around the league, do they have any answer as to why Jordan Love seemingly has only played well in the second half of seasons?
Say it, Gabe. Say Toyotathon.
I mean,
say Toyotathon.
I don't want to give free advertising.
Say
here.
It, Toyotathon.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
I have no idea.
So there is a theory on social media that Jordan Love only plays well while the Toyotathon promotion is going on. And the numbers bear that out, Adam. It's, again, a social media thing. But, I mean, he turned into a pumpkin in the second half against San Francisco last year. Turns out that was after Toyotathon was
Gabe's
over.
Big issue is, of course, that Toyotathon ends the first week of January. And you sort of need your starting quarterback to be able to continue that upward trajectory for, I don't know, another month.
Would it count against the Packers cap if they extend that campaign?
Look, Adam, I will pay. Like, I will start a GoFundMe for Toyota to extend that promotion if that means Jordan Love playing better to the end of January.
Does Jordan Love drive a Toyota or anything like that? Is there some kind of karmic?
If he shows up to Lambeau in a Toyota, then something's up. Then we know something's up at Lambeau Field on Monday night.
Okay. I got nothing else.
Are you gonna be in Green Bay on Monday night?
No. I have this year mostly been doing the pregame shows for my house, sparing my body the rigors of travel. Like, honestly, you know, I'm on a couple of times in a show, and I can do it in my house just as easily. There's no reason to disrupt my Sundays and miss all the games and miss calls and texts and then fly back and tape my podcast. And like, it's just too much. So, no, I'll be in my house. I'll be doing the pregame show in the spot that I'm sitting right now on Monday night.
Adam, last thing before we let you go, were you surprised to see the news about the Falcons changing quarterbacks going to Michael Penix Jr.?
It's one of those things. I guess like when you know somebody's dying and they finally do, it's still jarring. And not to equate it to death or anything, but like you're like, yeah, he could be playing. He could
you're
be
putting playing. Kirk Cousins in benched. Hospice?
they did it? Oh my God. I cannot believe he got benched. Like I can't believe it. It's jarring. Like, wow. You're like,
that's what deep thinkers do, I'm telling you. Adam, I'm right in line with you, buddy. I'm glad you said it, though.
Kirk Cousins just flatlined here on Jen, Game, and Chewy.
R.I.P., I guess.
He was poop.
You know, but in all honesty, I think about this, and I'm like, wow. I mean, there's so many wows to this.
Dying like, or Kirk Cousins?
The whole... Wait, hold on.
I think about this. I'm just asking a question.
And what was the question, Chewy?
Well, you said I think about this all the time. I'm like, dying?
No. No, no.
I
was thinking. I mean, if you do, that's fine.
The segment, once again, has gone off the rails, officially.
And so you never know quite when it's going to happen, Adam, but you just know it is going to happen at some point.
Like Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Just like Kirk Cousins. And it's happening.
All right, Adam, we will spare you the remainder of this hour. Thank you for hanging out with us. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We really enjoy spending time with you each and every week.
Likewise, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out in the Wisconsin area. And go Green Bay, Wisconsin today. Let's try to end that 7-game losing streak.
It's a good shot.
Adam Schefter each and every week. Brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. They're a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Everything, any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for the past 165 years, and the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment. With your business in mind, Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Little life update for a friend of show. Give me the sounder, Joshy. Chew, did you see that our friend DJ Uwe Ungalale has declared for the NFL draft?
I did see that.
Did you see his stats from this past season?
Wait, the NFL draft or the UFL draft?
Oh, you know what? I should check. Hold on.
I don't. Okay.
Reading. It turns out it is the NFL draft. So I don't know.
Does it help to declare when you're 35 years old?
Well, not even that, guys. He threw 4 touchdowns last season. He threw 6 interceptions.
Who did he play for? Oregon State?
At one point, last year, Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State?
Yeah.
He was
Can
terrible.
He go back if he doesn't get drafted?
No.
I think he's out.
He's out. He's terrible.
He's finally out of college options.
I mean, how long ago, guys, did we make the joke about me doing the story on DJ? He happened to be at Clemson at the time, and you guys were like, there's no way you're going to nail that name on College Game Day. In fact, we are rooting for you to call him DJ Ukulele.
I feel like that was
5 years ago?
An original Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Mm-hmm. Like, right away when the show started in the fall of 2020.
Distinctly possible.
Wow.
He did play injured. He broke his finger in September. But before his injury is when he threw the 4 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Ugh. So they'll just declare anybody, huh? I don't want to say 0% chance. I want to say very low, but there's a very low percent chance that this guy gets drafted, right?
Yeah, I mean, 7th round pick, maybe. Maybe an undrafted guy. Somebody brings him in to fill out the roster.
For what?
He might not even get a free agent shot.
Well, I mean, Tim Boyle's still in the league. He had more touchdowns. He had more interceptions than touchdowns in college.
Was he like 5-star? Those guys always get a chance.
Yep.
If you're there, you're getting a chance. I promise you he will be at least on a roster.
And I imagine he has people who are advising him. I imagine they've crunched the numbers. They've looked, right? They've got all the data that indicates that the only reason he puts himself in this position is if he does have a shot. Still. Yeah, I saw that and was like, really, buddy?
How many schools did he go to? Clemson, and then he went to
Oregon State,
and then Florida State?
And then Florida
just
State.
Just 3?
I think it's just 3.
I guess what I'm debating with, guys, is should we be rooting for him? Again, given if he's an OG of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Gabe, should we be like soft spot in our hearts for him?
He's not. I mean, depends. Does the possibility exist of you doing a story on him once he's in the NFL?
No.
And you saying DJ Ukulele on air?
No.
All right, then I'm not rooting for him.
That's all you were rooting for.
Was the joke, yeah. I wasn't rooting for him.
But that's like the Christmas card you get from someone you haven't seen in 20 years gushing. You know, did you read the letter? Like, dude, all you had to do is declare. You didn't need to write a little... Or he didn't probably
that,
write
you know
it
what?
To someone.
First of all,
right?
Uwe Ungalale has a brother who is at Oregon. He's got a shot at a national title this year, obviously, with the Oregon Ducks. So maybe we'll root for that version of the Uwe Ungalale.
Sure.
Last thing that you
What's
just mentioned
is... that his first name, Uwe?
No.
What's his first name?
DJ.
Oh, okay.
He's too busy thinking about deep things like death to figure out first and last names, guys. I mean, you're a deep thinker. You don't think about the simple stuff like that.
I think the DJ was an honorific. Sir?
DJ
like
Uwe?
Doctor.
Goodness.
I thought his first name was Uwe.
And you were in favor of that, weren't you?
I know, yeah.
100%. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
You know how much we love Palermo's here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and because they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for 60 years here in Wisconsin, and under that umbrella of brands that Palermo's has, Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy, and Scream Sicilian, you are going to find a pizza that fits whatever your appetite is. And you know what? It's all good. I usually keep a couple different ones in my freezer. Right now, I've got their tavern style. That's a Scream at Sicilian. I've got the neighborhood pizzeria. It's a little bit of a thicker crust, just because you never know what mood is going to strike you when you're ready for Palermo's on game day. So keep an eye out for Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.